Hello, good evening, and welcome to Corner's Corner. Hello, Wayne. I see you had to call in on your cell phone again. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm talking to them as we speak. Tonight, we're doing our weekly show on anxiety and depression. Boy, has mine been sky high this weekend. Oh, my God. It's been terrible. The pain has been a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. The pain, issues at home, you know, just people being loud and disrespectful and stuff like that. You know how it gets. It's gotten to be a little bit too much stress, you know, money situation, paying bills and stuff. It's just, it's tough, man. It's tough. And it's just been one of them weekends. So it's just, one of them deals, I guess. They,
you can't really avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can, you know, learn to deal with it better and, you know, make it so it's more tolerable, you know, but unfortunately we're all on the same planet and it's getting crowded and we basically kind of piss each other off, you know?
Yeah.
There's really no way to get away from it, you know, especially when you're hurt.
Yeah. It's,
that's,
you know, it's
kind
just
the question, isn't it? How to beat it. Well, deal with it.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, it is. It's, you know, we, I'm reading something Brian just heard. I'm sorry.
Oh, you had me hanging on your words there.
Yeah. Brian said, tell everyone hello. He's taking care of his mom. She's not doing very well right now. So
hello, Brian.
He was going to try to chime in, but I guess his mom, he was waiting on his mom to go to sleep. So, you know,
those things happen.
Yeah.
Those things we have to deal with every day, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's been a bad weekend, I think, for a lot of people. I see you said you didn't sleep well the other day, so. So it's just been one of them weekends, I believe. And I want to welcome on a bunch of the new listeners that we've been getting over the last week or so. I don't know exactly who they are and where they're at, but I do know we have some new listeners.
Good.
So I'm glad that they joined us. I had one gentleman, he might be listening to the show this evening. I know I was writing him earlier. So he said, we might as well be friends since you posted in my group. And he said he used to have some kind of call-in thing on Tuesday nights that he did. And he said, since I've been posting in his group, his calls have dropped tremendously. And he asked me if I was getting the calls. And I said, no, I don't get a whole lot of calls on my show. I've got people listen to it, but I don't have a lot of people that actually call in. I said, I don't mean to step on anybody's toes. I said, I'll quit posting in your group if you need me to. I don't want to take listeners away from him. So he never did respond to me. So, you know, I'm not trying to take nobody away from nobody. People can listen to who they want to listen to. I just try to do things, you know, and post in the groups and help people. That's what I try to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I seem to have lost my, okay, there it is. I thought I lost my chat with them for a minute. I'm fixing to say, what happened? I didn't, they're trying to say, well, make sure they use this link and that link. Well, I said, your link is broke.
Yeah.
Fix it. Because I'm about ready to switch over if they don't start making this stuff right. There's no sense in it. I'm getting tired of it.
I actually hate the telephone. It's so much easier with the, you know, with the headset on.
Oh, it is. It's a lot easier. And I'm sorry that you have to use the phone right now, but then, I'm trying to get this. issue fixed. See, you can send it a couple ways. That when I create the show, I can send it to you right that way, or I could create a show, go into the studio and send it that way. Well, sending it from the studio is the hi-fi link, which is better. So that's what I've been trying to do. Yeah. So today I changed it. So I could change it up a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. So, try to see if it worked better that way. And of course it didn't. So I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. Now they're asking me for all kinds of stuff. So just bear with me for a minute. You can see what is your ID number and host pin, please. I don't know what my ID number is.
I don't know.
I don't know. I know what the host pin is. I don't know what the ID number
means.
They can figure out what the ID number is because I don't know. But anyway, you know, we suffer a lot from the anxiety. I think we talked about this last week, I believe. I think that the anxiety is actually worse than what the depression is. We get depressed from, you know, staying home, staying inside, not getting out and doing things becomes an issue. And that's where the depression sets in. So,
the anxiety is, you know, I mean, this is just my view on it, but these are things that usually are connected to, like, cancer, you know, heart problems and this, you know, because you got heart problems and you have a heart attack. Well, are you going to die, you know?
Yeah.
Is this something that's going to start, you know, ending your life? Cancer. Am I going to die? I mean, this is, you know, something that people, it's their first thought, you know, we're human.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, but if we start to do it, this is why I research everything, you know, cancer, you have colon cancer. Okay, go do a search on colon cancer and find out that, you know, you're like 80% plus of, you know, getting over it and surviving it. Well, come on, 8 out of 10 or better is pretty good odds.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather that than 10%, you know.
Sure.
You don't know where you stand, and you're trying to guess at it. And when we start guessing, boy, we get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're terrible, you know, foreseers of the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was some things going on this weekend, and I'm not mentioning any names because they happen to be both were friends of mine on Facebook, and they had some disputes or, you know, issues or whatever, and you know, I was being tagged in them, and that's, you know, it kind of got me stressed, and I said, please, you know, please don't tag me in these fights and stuff. You know, and the person respected me and admitted they were wrong and everything was good. And, you know, I'm still friends with them. But little things like that, when people start spatting like that, and I'm not talking about just them, I'm talking about anybody on Facebook. I was just using that as an example. You know, it causes everybody to be in an uproar and get upset. You know, today there was a lady that, told Brian more or less not to worry about his family, to worry about himself. And his mother's very ill, you know, and he did not take very kindly to that. And I don't blame him because I wouldn't either. You know, we told Laura Ann last night, you know, you got to worry about yourself first, but you do. But when it comes to your family, me and most people would put their family first before themselves. I mean, that's just human nature. That's just the way most people are, you know, but like that really set him off. And here he is trying to go take care of his mom and not feeling well himself. And that just added more to the, you know, that's what I'm getting at. People need to just stop with the BS. Just stop. I understand in both cases, their family members were treated wrong and been one was being taken advantage of, and I don't think that's cool. But you know, we bring a lot of this upon ourselves when we, and sometimes we get sucked into things that is not, and not just from the case I'm talking about, but say if you were having a rant and I just walked in, get in the middle of it, well, that's my fault, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's just, you know, it's not, we need to take better care of ourselves when it comes to some of these things that go on, and it causes our anxiety to get high. Then it causes our pain to get higher. Then we start getting depressed. And, we have got to come to a point that we have to make the decision ourselves and help ourselves. So, you know, the best we can. I mean, when you have things like went on in New York and New Jersey this weekend, that affects almost everybody, you know, because there really ain't nowhere you can go to get away from it. Unless you just totally isolate yourself from humanity, and that's not good. So, you know, I understand there's a lot of things that happen that is out of our control. But there's a lot of things happen that we can control, and we choose not to control. We choose to get involved or put our two cents in, including myself. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to learn to. We have to learn not to. It's going to make our life a little bit easier. And right now, we can do anything we can do to make our life a little bit easier is what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I do my rants on Facebook. You know.
Sure.
You know, people are asking me, "Well, why are you getting so angry?" When it's the exact opposite, you know. For me, that's how I get the tension, frustration out. You know, I just start typing what I'm thinking, and when I'm done, you know, it's like, oh, there, you know, and I actually relax. You know, it doesn't. I can get on there and argue with somebody.
Right.
What's the point? You know, I mean, the only thing it's doing is just making me, you know, more and more angry. But I can just do a post and, you know, get what's on my chest off, and it's better. Good comment. Sure. Say what you want, you know?
Yeah.
But,
well,
that's how I deal and get rid of it, you know?
Sure. And, you know,
and we all need to find that way, don't you think?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. I don't see a problem with people, you know, doing like you do, because you're not really talking about one particular person. And see, as long as you're not directing it at one person, then it's more or less venting your opinion or your mind and what you're thinking at the time. That I see nothing wrong with that. I do it myself, and you're right. It does. It makes you feel a lot better. A lot of times, and people need to learn how to, you know, do these little stupid little things, as we call, to help with this kind of stuff. Because I've said this numerous times, anxiety is a killer. There's no doubt about it. It is it's an absolute killer.
Yeah. And normally it's over something that is an unknown that we don't know about. It's why we're getting, you know, so anxious. You know, if you go into the hospital, you're going to have outpatient surgery. You know, they told you what's going to go on, but it's still an unknown to you. You know, if you haven't had it done before, yes, you're going to get anxious. You know, and you know, we have the ability to go look things up and ease our mind, and we can actually find out what's going, you know, we get a better detail of, you know, the cliff notes that the doctor gives you before you go into surgery, you know. And read up on it a little bit. You know, getting my leg amputated when I went in for my knee replacement, mm-hmm. wasn't that bad because I'd already bet, you know. And so I knew going in what the possibilities were, you know. And
right.
I would just roll the dice, and I didn't like what I got when it was over. But, mm-hmm. you know, it still wasn't an unknown. You know, I knew. And if I hadn't right. done that, and, you know, they would have said, well, hey, we're going to cut your leg off, that would have created a whole bunch of anxiety. But when the doctor yeah. told me that, it was like, you know, well, I already knew, you know, that mm-hmm. this could happen. Well, no, it's not going to surprise me when it does.
Yeah, you know, she told me they had to send it over to the engineers to look at. I said, okay, please have them fix it ASAP. I said, yeah, okay, please have them fix it ASAP, please, or I am leaving Blog Talk Radio. I am tired of all the trouble I have been having. Thank you very much. So,
well, good.
It's always something, and I'm getting tired of it. I can go to something else, and the only problem is I only have 500 hours of storage, and that's here I have unlimited. So it's kind of why I stay here, but I will switch in a heartbeat. They need to get it right, or I'm done. It's every night it's something different, and I pay for the show every month, and I'm not going to deal like that. It's not going to do it.
Yeah.
I like this studio a lot better than the other one. I've got the other one downloaded. Actually, you can download the studio to your computer and do it right off the computer. You don't even have to be on the internet. So that makes it really nice. But I don't know if I can send links to the co-host or not like I can here. And here you have to be on the internet, which is fine with me. Yeah. I don't really mind, but I want my money's worth. And I want people to be on my show and be in comfort while we're doing this show. And I want people to get good quality audio. So, I mean, it's very important. But it's like I handled this issue here. I'm really upset with them, but I was, you know, almost nice about it. I kept my cool. My blood pressure didn't get sky high like it usually does. Anxiety's it's up there. It's been up there all weekend, but it's getting better. I mean, I just have to keep myself calm and kind of stay away from the riffraff and so forth and so on. So that's how we have to deal with it. You know, it's how we have to deal with it. And, you know, I see a couple anxiety and depression groups. There's only got like 10 or 12,000 people in it. And, I don't think I'm in it no more. I think I left. Some of the stuff I've seen posted in there, I'm like, this is not helping with anxiety. And make your anxiety. I mean, I'm not kidding. You just click and go in the group, man, and I start sweating. I'm like, what in the world am I sweating for? You know, is it my CRPS or what? I can feel my heart racing, my blood pressure going up. And I'm like, reading some of these posts, I'm like, no, it's these idiots in this group. I got to get out of here. You know, so we just, I'm really interested in trying to find where people can get that floating that we were talking about last week, where they can get that done at, because that would be probably really, really good for all of us.
If you could, that would probably really do good on anxiety and, you know, and that.
Sure.
Just
zone out.
Just kind of float. Yeah. That would be great.
I mean, just totally relax, man. No worries in the world. That's what we need. And it's definitely what we need. I need to look at that tomorrow. Oh, excuse me. Early. I'm almost on time. Getting there in a... People write me and they say, what happens? Why at 8:30, between 8:20 and 8:40, do you start yawning? I'm like, I don't know. I do it every night. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting bored with the radio show. I don't know. Just start yawning.
You know,
but
that kind of just set into our basic nature, you know. it almost becomes a habit. You know, I mean, we've already pointed it out here. What was it, a couple of weeks ago that you always yawn like, you know, 20 till. You know, and you don't think about it. You know, it's just something that you do every night. And, you know, you can't stop human nature, you know, which is why we have a hard time stopping anxiety and depression, because it's human nature, you know. You're going to worry. It's just like Brian right now, you know. It's human nature to worry about his mother.
Sure.
You know, what's going to happen? He doesn't know. You know, the only thing you can do is just be there and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, man, just, you know, I'll send you the link. If you're able, you're able. If you're not, you're not. Don't sweat it, man. It's your mom. It's your family. Yeah. I understand, you know. And he, you know, he has younger kids at home too. Me and you, you know, we're older. Our kids are grown, you know. It's just, you know, us. So, I mean, we can do shows some, you know, when he can't sometimes. That's what I told him. I said, man, I totally understand. Don't worry about it. We're here, man. Wayne got it. We do it every night. Every single night. Well, four nights a week we do it. So, you know. Maybe if you're sick one time or I'm sick or something like that. But I mean, other than that, we're here, doing the shows, you know, and, it's, you know, I'm glad it helps me so much with my anxiety too. I sit here all day looking forward to doing the show at 8 o'clock at night. I think it was up to me and I could do it. I'd probably be doing shows all the time. But then you get to do too much, then it becomes a hassle.
Oh, excuse me.
So, you know, I think four nights a week is plenty sufficient for now. I'm hoping to get Steven back with MS here pretty soon. I don't know what's going on. He hasn't contacted me in a few days, so I'm giving him time to get right, but I'm not gonna hold the day forever. I mean, you got to let me know what's going on, because we're I said, we're doing Lyme shows now, CRPS shows now. We're doing anxiety and depression on Tuesday nights, which I think needs to stay, really, because, you know, we might repeat things some on this show, but on this particular one with anxiety and depression. But it's to me, it's very important. People need to get the picture. They need to see and hear what, you know, what goes on, and little things that you can do, because I do believe that it's what's caused a lot of people to feel the way they feel now with, you know, things going on, even on Facebook. You just don't see a lot of people on that much anymore. And I think they have withdrawn because of their anxiety has gotten bad. And I don't think they really realize that it's their anxiety that's causing a lot more issues. I know everybody thinks, well, you're crazy for saying that, but no, you stop and think about it. Of course, their pain's gotten worse because the anxiety's gotten worse. I mean, it comes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I had somebody disagree with me on that, and I said, well, okay, you believe what you want to believe. I said, but I'll tell you what, do me a favor. When you knock some of that chronic pain or some of that anxiety out of your life, let me know how your chronic pain gets. they haven't said anything.
Starts to tense up, you know, it's going to make the pain worse. Physiologically, there is no way to stop that. You know, so somebody's saying, well, no, the, you know, being with anxiety is not going to make it worse. Oh, yeah. I'm just reading something right here. You know, yes, it does. You know, this is from doctors. So, you know, am I going to believe some guy that, you know, I don't believe that. Am I going to believe something that, you know, a bunch of doctors who have been researching this? You know, I'm kind of going to go along with what the doctors say, you know.
Sure. Just a tad bit, because they they know a little bit about it. You know, I've seen where there's his well, it's actually, and I didn't really know this till last night or today, I think it was, that MD has another medication that they just, I believe they just approved it, or they're getting ready to approve it for MD for a different, I guess there's so many different types of MD, but this is for a certain one, and they already have medications for other ones too. I didn't realize that, but you know, that's, that goes to show you that they can come up with some stuff if they want to. It's not a cure. And we've talked about this before. There probably will never be a cure for any of these diseases or disorders because they lose too much money. We all agree on that, or most of us do. But and then there's a new thing here, a new clinic or a new doctor's office over in St. Pete, which is not too far from me. And they deal with neuropathy pain, but no surgery and no medications. I don't know. I have to get, they've announced the website about 30 times today on TV, and not one time did I write it down. I tried to memorize it, and of course that didn't work. But I will try to write it down tomorrow to give to people that, you know, listen here in Florida, and there might even be some in other states. I don't know too much about it. I haven't really researched it because I couldn't remember the website. And the pen and paper was right next to me twice today. So I've had one of those days too. So you know, but
I found that once I hit like 58, I'll be sitting there going, man, I need to write this down. You know, I have a little notepad and a pen. I mean, literally next to my hand, and it's never till after it's over that I remember it, and it's. Unfortunately, it's one of those things that comes along with old age. It's irritating, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. And with fibro and CRPS and Lyme and lupus and MS and a whole bunch of them, probably more than that, you forget things very quickly with these disorders as well. That's part of a lot of them. So yeah, it that and getting older does not help. It's not a good combination at all, by no means. But what are we gonna do? I mean, we're just stuck. We're just gonna have to live with it. But you know, there's a lot of things that we can do, and I hope that people listen and try to think of, you know, of what we say and what other people say about trying to keep your minds, you know, as clear as you can. I know it's very difficult to get rid of all of the negative stuff in our lives, and anxiety is always going to be there, but there's a lot that we could do. And need to do to keep it as low as we can. You know, I think
we really need to, as a person, you know, look daily for things that, you know, can help to relax us. You know, and if you're, you know, busy worrying about something, you're going to be anxious about it. You know, look for that solution because, you know, it's going to be something that's going to be unique to you that you can do that will relax you. And, you know, we normally know what it is that will relax us. You know, I mean, I've listened to many people go, well, this is something that I do and it really relaxes me. Well, we know that. So we need to start doing that. You know, find that one thing that we do, you know, to make our day better. And I think if we start looking at that, and instead of, you know, now saying, oh, I'm just so anxious about this, you know, and actually building on it, we can make our own day better if we just concentrate on it. You know, it's
wow.
See that, that answer.
Yeah, this is not going to help with anybody's anxiety. But I just ran across this and I want to mention this. I don't know who the individual is. But folks, what I'm about to read to you, please do not try to do this, because this is an individual that obviously could not take the pain any longer. I don't know, could have been without pain medication or whatever the case may be. But this individual, and it's happened in one of the groups, the pain was so great that he believes that since he removed his leg, it will get better. This guy cut his own leg off. Now that is sad. Yeah. You know, I know that the pain gets very, very, very intense. I'm with every single one of them, you out there. I know that. But we cannot do something. Now, that was just, I don't want to say stupid, because I don't want people thinking I'm calling the man stupid, because I'm not. I understand his pain. It's just not a smart decision. It's not something smart that we do. If, man, I don't even really know what to say. I mean, I'm sorry. I just read that, and somebody sent it, shared it with me, and I'm like, wow. Folks, if the pain gets that bad, get to the hospital, and hopefully they will help you get through the pain as much as you can. At least you'll be in a safe environment where they can monitor you and stuff, because that's no way to do yourself. That just causes yourself a lot more harm. And it's scary out here, Wayne. People are scared to death, man. They don't know which way to go. They don't know where to turn. They don't know who to turn to, because so many people are scamming people, and it's just sickening. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And I want the chronic.
That's why I'd like to the people that listen, you know, mm-hmm. if you're having a bad night or a bad day, call.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
If you don't want to talk on the air, just leave a message, you know. And we'll call you. Leave us your phone number. You know,
they can always email or message my show. I'm not sure how that works, but I know they can always message the show, or they can always, well, I don't always open up the chat, so they can't really chat unless I open it up. But I don't really open the chat up, because I've done it a few times and nobody's been there but me and you. So the people don't want to talk that way, but I know there's a way you can leave a message for me or for us here, and you can leave it on our pages. You can private message us individually or both. Don't never hesitate. Anyone, do not ever hesitate. If I don't get back to you, rather quickly, try Wayne. Wayne's usually up. You're usually up late at night, aren't you, Wayne? Most of the time.
Well, I've been hitting bed about midnight here the last couple of days, but is that going to last? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's like me. There's times I'm up really late, then there's times I kind of crash out kind of early. So, but if I don't, if I don't get to the individual right away, please continue to reach out to someone, and I will see that you've reached out to me, and I will get back with you. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I don't stay up all night like I used to.
Yeah.
Luckily, sleeping meds.
A problem. You know, I mean, for us to find, you know, someone within your area that can mm-hmm. reach out to you and help you, whether it's emergency help or you just maybe you need somebody to talk to. You know, we're not the only ones that do this. I mean, there are literally thousands and thousands of different groups that do this, you know, mm-hmm. and we can put these people in touch with them. You know, we have all that information at the touch of our fingers. We can go look, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't resort to suicide. Don't resort to, cutting a leg off,
Yeah.
reach out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, crying out for help.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree 100%. That's why we're here. I mean, and that's why there's many, many groups. Wow, I just had 10 people subscribe to Corners Corner Events. I don't know what my events are, but 10 people just signed up for my events. Oh. I'm looking at my events and I don't have any. So, I don't know. I don't know what events they're going to, but they signed up for it. Well, folks, I'm glad you signed up for it. I'll let y'all know as soon as I figure out what the event is. I don't know how that happened, but Facebook. Facebook's enough to get anxiety for the rest of my life, man. They're always changing stuff. Yeah. Always. And it's like, just leave stuff alone.
Yeah.
It's just, man.
I was talking to somebody a little bit ago about that, you know? You just get used to something and then, boom, they change it, you know?
They change it. Yeah.
You know, it's you become adjusted to it, and then all of a sudden you're trying to search for, you know, what was there yesterday in a storm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And little things like that will really set off, you know, somebody who does something.
Yeah.
It frustrates you.
And, you know, it does not take much.
You know, that's not a good thing either.
No, it's not.
You know that.
It's not. Yep. Yep. I learned the hard way. Still learning.
Yeah.
But you know, we. Yeah, I know you ain't got no room to talk, right? No, you know, we need to try to more to work with one another. That's a big thing for me. You know, I'm big on that. These people.
Yeah.
It's just people just have to, you know, everybody's getting all tied up in this awareness stuff and they're losing focus of where we want to be going. I said this before, awareness is a key. Awareness is a big issue. It's a big thing. And yes, it has to be done, but they're kind of getting lost in that thing. And, you know, people are not doing things that they were doing and we're going backwards again. We need to continue to work together and stay as positive and as strong as we can individually and together and keep fighting this fight, man. We can't give up. I mean, giving up is not an answer. It's just not. And, you know, depression is very bad. They both are, anxiety and depression, but depression, I believe most people get in depression, especially nowadays, over financial things. Like we were talking about last night with Laura, Brenda Mole, for instance, the poor lady, I feel so bad for her. And she's a great, 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 great person. And like Laura said, she never says anything negative. You just won't find anything negative. And I don't know how she does it, but folks, I want to tell you something. Honestly, I look up to her a lot because she just stays so positive and the things that she goes through. And I sit here and I'm able to do the radio shows with you, Wayne, and I'm able to eat dinner and meals every day. I live in a home. I have power, cable, very fortunate. And a lot of people out there right now don't. And those are the people that I really worry about the most because depression sets in, man. And when you go down that dark road like I've been down, and I don't know if you have, I'm sure most people have been down at some point in their life. It's no place to be, man. It's no place to be. You know, I have a lady friend in England that I've been talking to now on Facebook for over a year. Just about every day we chat a few words back and forth. She's been through a lot. She's had a hell of a life. And She's about my age, and a little bit older, not much, a few years older. And she wrote me today, and she goes, "Hey, I think I got this figured out now, where I can Skype and video call." And she was so proud, so happy that she's worked on it for months, bless her heart. But she's got it figured out. And, you know, she doesn't have any family. She doesn't have any friends. The friends she has is on Facebook, and it's very few. And it makes her day for me to say, "Hello, how are you?" Or "Hello," or "Good morning," or "Good evening." It absolutely makes her day. And that makes my day, because it makes her day, you know. She's just a friend. She's just a friend on Facebook that I met through, was a friend at one time. And he kind of pushed her aside because, you know, she does. She has some issues. But she's a great individual, very caring about other people. You know, and she gets in a real bad state of depression. I mean, very bad. And she always writes me when she does. And it might be 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I see she writes me, and I get up and I talk to her, you know, and I get her through it. But man, I'm like her lifeline, you know, and I'm not patting myself on my back. I'm just saying I'm this person's lifeline a lot of times. And it upsets me a lot when I have to talk to her, but I stay strong. And when I get done talking to her, I'm like, I'm just wore out. You know, because I've carried all of her frustrations, her being upset, her anxiety, her depression. It's all on my shoulders, and I have to relieve it. You know, I have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But I don't mind doing that to people, man. I love it. I love helping other people. And, you know, I mean, she'll tell you straight up front. There's been many a times that I've talked to her that she might not have survived if I didn't talk to her. And she's told me that, you know. She's had a couple strokes because her stress level's gotten so high. So, yeah, I mean, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Yeah. And depression, that's a long, lonely, dark road, man. I don't want to see anyone go down that. But, like I was saying, with nowadays in time, with, you know, money being so tight with everybody and their bills and so everything keeps going up, but our pay, depression is going to get worse. You know, it's like one time, Wayne, a long time ago, I was talking to Jesse on the show, and I said, you know, I said, the CDC, the government, whoever thinks that there's a problem with suicide now, with depression and anxiety, I said, can you imagine if they take away their pain medication, what would happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, it'd be bad. It would be bad. You know, so, I mean, we have to make the best of our own lives. And I think everyone needs to, you know, pay attention to that and do the best they can. And if they can't do it by themselves, don't hesitate to reach out to someone. If it's myself, or if it's you, Wayne, or if it's Brian, Wendy, I know Wendy would do it. Laura would do it. You know, I know a lot of people that would do it. Just about everybody. It's just, I can say this, almost everyone associated with me one way or the other, my friends or in my groups. I think any and all of them would do it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you guys, you and Brian and other people. But, yeah, and I know there's a lot more people out there than that. I'm just telling people, the people that I associate with, I trust. And they trust me. And that goes a long ways in life. You know, you don't have to meet a person face-to-face to trust them. You just, you know, it's hard. But we just need to be there to help one another. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think,
you know, there's people have to realize that that's what we do. You know, we do this for the people that are listening. You know, no matter what it is, that's why we're here. That's why we're sitting here right now, and we're talking. You know, is that that's our goal. That's what keeps us going. That's our love. You know, it's helping people. And
sure.
It doesn't matter what it is. We will help you the best mm-hmm. that we can.
Sure. I will do everything in my power to help someone. And I have a lot of resources at my fingertips. I know a lot of people in different positions. I even have doctors on my Facebook. I have chiropractors on my Facebook. I have, you know, a variety of people. And I can always reach out to someone for help. If I can't help that person, I can get them to somebody who can. Again, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just simply saying I do have some resources at my fingertips, like you do, you know, we do as a show. And then, you know, it makes a big difference, man, when you have somebody to lean on. It does. It makes a big difference in your life. And that's what I try to have my show set up as, you know, hey, we're here to help you. We're not here to take your money, and we're not here to tell you that everything's going to be okay when it's not. We're here to tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts, but I would rather be honest with somebody than come on air and paint a pretty picture of life is great. And, you know, we got all these things going for us, and no, we don't. It's reality time. No, we don't. We have to keep fighting and keep helping one another and stay as positive as we can and see where it goes from there. But that's a few things that we pretty much have to do as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, people will eventually come around. I believe we just have to keep pounding the road, as they say, and see what happens. But I know people listen. I know people take other people's advice. I see it. I hear it. So I know that it's getting there. You know, I know people are hearing it, and I know people are seeing it, so forth and so on. It just needs to be more people. But you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. We need people to get the word out that, you know, there's someone that'll throw them a lifeline if they, you know, are willing to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know,
you want to help anxiety in that. Boy, the best way to do it is to talk to somebody. You know, talk to somebody who's been through it, you know, that knows about pain and frustration. You know, you and I have been through it. We know about it. Even if we're having a bad day, I don't care. I've talked to people for hours when I was having a bad day. It doesn't bother me because when I get done talking, I feel better.
Exactly.
What if I was having a lot of pain? When I get done with it, you know, talking to somebody, man, I feel better.
Sure.
You know.
Hey,
so,
yeah.
You're helping us when you call too. So, you know, it's a win-win. Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But you know.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, people are getting it. Really, kind of a,
I said people are getting it. It's just,
they're
just taking a little time.
Yeah, I just wish that they would, you know, start calling and, you know, take that first step. You know, that first step of just calling and maybe you don't want to give your name. You know, maybe you just want to be gentle. That's fine. You know, talk to somebody. That's what we're here for. If you don't understand why something is happening to your body and why this is doing this, call. I mean, I'm your, you know, if they call in, you know, I mean, I'm your little researcher, you know. They're talking, I'm looking, you know. And, you know, I that's something I'd love to do, you know. I can go and find something. I don't like it when I don't know something that really irritates me, you know, which is why I do it. So it's like, oh, yeah, that was that. Okay. You know, you know, I learned something for today. I feel better. And, you know, if we could find an answer, why not? You know, but that person can hang up and go, wow, I never knew that before. That's a good start. That's a good start for your day.
Sure it is. Yep. I was reading an email. I'm sorry. I tried to multitask, but I can't really do it very well anymore. I used to be able to, but getting older, life just doesn't get easier, that's for sure. But, you know, we have a few minutes. I'm going to talk about a few other things real quick. We don't forget, y'all, that I've got the group helping chronic pain with bee venom or treating. I forget what exactly what it's called. I'll have to look. that's how lost I am. But listen, bee venom therapy, as Amber Rose has said not once but twice on our show now, that it's a very big thing, a very big thing. And I think people were scared of the bee sting part. It's helping chronic pain with bee venom. Folks, it's a small group. And if you are interested in getting rid of that agonizing pain, feel free to join the group, because there's a lot of information there. And Amber's offered her time to help a lot of people. She wants to help get this group going. And I feel like it's really a good place to be. Nobody says you have to get bee venom therapy, but it does work. It does work amazing. I mean, and you've heard that yourself. So I just wanted everyone to know that. And if you guys are in looking for a chronic pain support group by chance, which there's millions of them out there on the internet, but you can always send a request to join mine as Chronic Pain Warriors. It's been around I've had it like 3 or 4 years. You're in there, Wayne. I see you right there. Your big old American flag. Yep, you're in there. And there's a lot of good files and there's a lot of good information in the group. I don't post in it as much as I used to, but I have a lot more things going on now than I did when I originally started the group. But I've kept it. We've put a lot, me and my administrators at the time put a lot of work and effort into it, made it a very safe place to be. There's no BS, there's no drama in that group. All posts have to be approved by me because I'm basically the only administrator in there now with 1,013 people. So I got to keep it under control. But there's a lot of good people in there, a lot of good people, and they will support people and help people day and night. All they have to do is somebody writes a post and people are all over it. So it's a good group. It's a good group. I know there's other good groups out there as well. But I take pride in mine and I've done a lot of work in it. So I just wanted to throw that out there, Wayne. And I know you have a couple groups that you probably want to speak about. So feel free.
The Disabled Americans for Change is, it's on Facebook. I let anybody in. is completely open to anybody who's disabled. There's a place where, you can leave a picture and, tell us, what it is that you have and, how you deal and cope with it. And it's just kind of the opening step to getting out there and becoming part of the community. Because you're not just helping, yourself, you're helping a lot of other people by coming out and talking about it. I have to say that's my favorite group. Because there's just the stories and you know that you read from people that are just in awful straits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're so they're not beat down by it. They're very upbeat. They're very positive, you know. And to me, it's just it's a testament to the resiliency of humans. You know, we just keep going, you know, and we have to keep going. You know, if we don't keep going, we're gonna die. I mean, that's kind of sad, but when we give up, get your cemetery plot paid for, you know, and arrange your funeral, because it's not going to be that long.
Yeah.
I mean, that might sound really awful, but it's really the truth. You can't give up. There's too many people are out there that, you know, that care about you, that, you know, you just throwing in the towel is unacceptable.
Yeah, you know, no, I agree.
Which is why you and I are here, you know.
Exactly.
So throw in the towel, give us a call.
Yep, that's true. Don't hesitate. We are always, we're always around. I mean, I'm around all day. Not always available at night, but most of the time I am. I usually keep phone close to me, you know. I be kind of respectful because my wife has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, sometimes the phone's not turned up extremely high, but I don't want to get my ass beat by her. Wake her up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I'm tend to kind of keep.
I fear that little woman out there.
Exactly. I kind of keep the phone turned down a little bit in the room, to just out of respect. So,
yeah.
You know, we are available, folks. Anytime you feel like you need us, if we're on air, don't hesitate to call in. Remain anonymous if you want. And we're fine with that. So, and everyone, the best way to listen to the show is to follow it on Blog Talk Radio at Coroner's Corner. At Coroner's Corner on Blog Talk Radio. That's the best way. That way you get alerts for every show. And if you don't want to listen to that particular show, you don't have to listen to it. But that's the best way to do it. So be sure and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And if I do any changes, it'll follow me. So Wayne, we are done tomorrow night, RSD CRPS. And that is it. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dan. Good night, everyone.